Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Acker. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Acker. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Earl Hirsch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. Post moves to second. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Post scores. Grammas moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Tom Acker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grammas scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. Acker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Reds. Ray Crone now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Hirsch reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Acker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Acker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Acker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grammas moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hirsch strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Grammas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Bruton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bruton. Bailey scores. Grammas moves to third. McMillan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Reds. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Hirsch fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hirsch. Grammas scores. McMillan scores. Freeman moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre pinch hits for Ray Crone. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Red Murph now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to third. Post moves to second. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Grammas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Post scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 11-2, Reds. Dave Jolly now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hirsch strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeman hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Grammas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Bailey goes all the way around to score. Grammas moves to third. It's 12-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Conley now pitching. George Crowe pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Jansen now pitching. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hirsch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jansen, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 12, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.